Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson attacks Republican congressional candidate Mia Love's fiscal record. The Utah Department of Workforce Services expands unemployment benefits. And acclaimed poet Maida Del Valle visits Salt Lake Community College. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Brian Grimmett. During a press conference at his campaign headquarters in West Jordan, Matheson criticized Mia Love's record of increasing taxes while mayor of Saratoga Springs. He says it shows that her actions don't match her campaign rhetoric of lowering taxes.
She's voted to raise taxes 116% one year, 21% the next, and 13% the next. I don't know of anyone in Utah who would be happy with their property taxes going up by that rate.
But in an email to KUER, Saratoga Springs Assistant City Manager Spencer Kyle refuted those numbers. He wrote that while the 2008-2009 budget did include a property tax increase of about 116%, it's the only time in the city's history that property taxes were raised by action of the city council. Any other increase in property tax rates is due to Utah state law that says property tax revenue must remain the same each year. That accounts for yearly fluctuation in tax rates due to the increase or decrease of home values. A small number of Utahns have extended access to additional unemployment insurance from the Utah Department of Workforce Services. KUER's Terry Gilday has more.
When a person in Utah is first approved for unemployment assistance, he or she will receive 14 weeks of what are called Tier 1 benefits. If those expire without finding a job, a person can usually qualify for another 14 weeks of help under what are called Tier 2 benefits. But in June, the federal government suspended Tier 2 benefits in Utah and 10 other states because the state unemployment rate dropped below 6%. But that rate has continued to hover at around 6% for the last 3 months. And Bill Starks with the Utah Department of Workforce Services says that Tier 2 benefits are available again for those who qualify.
It'll provide approximately 2,400 individuals that had exhausted their Tier 1 emergency benefits to get up to an additional 14 weeks of Tier 2 benefits.
The Federal Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program is set to expire at the end of this year, unless Congress acts to extend it. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Salt Lake Community College has been awarded an $825,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Labor for medical device production training. The college says the grant from the Trade Adjustment Assistant Community College and Career Training Initiative will be used over a 4-year period for the training programs. And acclaimed poet and spoken word artist Maida Del Valle was at Salt Lake Community College yesterday, showcasing her unique talents and perspective. Del Valle is the first Latina to win the National Poetry Slam Individual Championship and has performed for President Obama. She talked to students at SLIC about the awkward phase of growing up with a strict Puerto Rican mother, as well as the unique troubles she has faced because of her heritage.
As a woman of color, as a Puerto Rican woman, and as a child of immigrants, I wasn't always encouraged to pursue this because it's difficult for women, because it's difficult for, you know, Latinas, and you sometimes have to choose which voices you're going to tune into and which voices you're going to tune out.
Del Valle told students she wants all of them to realize their gifts and reach their potential.
By releasing these gifts and these talents, it gives other people permission to do the same thing. And to, you know, and then there's that possibility of creating a world where everyone is supported and not just a few of us, but where everyone really has opportunity to not just survive, but to thrive.
She continues her college and university tour through November.
More Utah high schoolers are taking advanced placement tests, and their success rate is also on the rise. The College Board says Utah saw a 10.5% jump in the number of students taking the tests, which count for college credit. The pass rate was up 11% from last year and registered at 68%. Utah students outperformed their national peers, who passed the tests at a rate of 59% in 2012. A mining company is going to court against Salt Lake City to renew an old mining claim in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Great Western Mining is challenging the city's claim to the land. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the company hopes to persuade the city to exchange the parcels in return for use in other areas of the Wasatch Range. A former West Valley City Animal Shelter employee alleges she was fired after city officials accused her of telling media about a cat who survived 2 attempts to kill it in a gas chamber. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Karen Bird is claiming the shelter manager and other city officials retaliated because they believed she leaked the story of Andrea the cat last fall. Bird filed a civil suit in U.S. District Court yesterday. U.S. District Judge Ted Stewart has dismissed a defamation lawsuit against West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder by Chris Hogan. In a statement to media, Winder says it's liberating to be vindicated, but he remains apologetic for any trouble caused by his citizen journalism experiment. Mayors from the cities of Midvale and Murray, along with UDOT officials and other dignitaries, will participate in a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the State Street Widening Project at the Sam's Club this morning. The widening of State Street between 6400 South and Murray to 80th South and Midvale will open all lanes this week. UDOT says the $13.5 million project was completed on time and within budget. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, September 25th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.